Right, now we'll go into old business. The first two have already been taken care of. So now we're the first gate. Oh, I'm sorry.
Chairman, I'm going to let turn it over to our secretary, Madam Secretary.
Madam Secretary?
Since she was here at the last meeting and I wasn't.
Oh, okay.
Madam Secretary.
Madam Secretary. Oh, okay. Okay, to be the first case then, that will, the first two we've already taken care of.
I'll read them. Do you want me to read them, Mr. Chairman?
Right. If you would,
she
please.
Asked me if I would read them, and I will do that.
All right.
Thomas J. and Tammy M. Deputy, south of Road 450, 1,950 feet east of Road 612. They're seeking a variance from side and rear yard setback requirements and a variance from the minimum acreage requirement for poultry houses.
Oh, by the way, I guess I should say, I came over to listen to the tapes of this, of our last meeting that I was out of. I didn't tell you the beginning of my participating moments.
Yes.
I came over twice. I'm sorry.
You came over and listened twice?
Yep. I was over Friday and then the week after I got out, so.
This is the one we had some questions about, a lot of questions about, and I think we asked to have the record left open so that the staff could comment, and I assume that's why Mr. Lake is here.
And did you do any research? I mean, didn't hear, Bud, or sorry, I'd like to, I'm sorry, excuse me, sir, let the director first.
I think the boss will be able to
make
comment here.
And I guess specifically a couple of the questions that came up, if I'm remembering correctly, is that one of the lots that has no frontage whatsoever on any county road, and there's also a 40-foot access way that is a little bit narrower than what we usually see and what we understand planning and zoning typically recommends. Maybe you can kind of work that into your comments.
Oh, sure. No problem. This was a situation where we received an application to subdivide this property into two parcels. A portion of the one parcel is actually in Kent County. The actual road frontage is in Kent County. The commission approved it conceptually since it's up to DelDOT as far as the entrance, up to Kent County as far as the access. So really what we're approving is the lot, if it has appropriate access and appropriate frontage. Not frontage, actually, but lot width. And what you have is there became a need for variances because of setbacks of the garage. Noted that the one chicken house is being removed. The setbacks to the poultry houses meet the code. The access way, it is 40 feet. That's what's required by Kent County. The commission couldn't impose a 50-foot access as we typically do because it's the Kent County access way. And so what you have is a need for a variance from the size of the parcel because of the existing poultry houses. Rather than 5 acres, they've asked that it be located on a variance of 2.771 from the required 5 acres for a poultry house. And the other variances that I stated was one for the garage and one for the manure shed on the rear. Since it was already constructed and was already in violation of the regulation. The commission approved it conceptually meaning in concept only if the board grants variances, Kent County grants access, DelDOT grants the entrance permit. So we got an entrance permit approval letter, we got a stamped recorded plot from Kent County, and you have, so the last step would be for the board to grant the variances requested, and if you grant the variances, then we can stamp the plot and the conceptual approval becomes an actual approval. Doesn't have to go back to the commission. And the only reason it doesn't go back to the commission because they've already conceptually approved it. Once all those steps have taken place, then I can grant final approval.
So they've met all of them except what?
The last step of the three conceptual conditions was the board.
What about the fact that the one lot has less than 150 feet of road frontage? Is that something that requires?
It wouldn't require 150 because it's from access. It's an access way. 40-foot access would be like a 50-foot access in Sussex County. It would be a street frontage. If you sat down and actually drew, what you have is a 40-foot entrance going into that lot. You don't really consider that your width. Your width is based at the 30-foot setback. And your 30-foot setback, you can project a line to the, looking at the drawing, to the left. You create an arc from that point and then back across to the side property line next to the poultry house, and you're going to have 100 foot. Doesn't have to have 150 because it's not on public road. I drew that somewhere. I don't know if it's in the file or not.
Drew it for me. Yeah, I saw. I understand.
Yeah, I don't know if we ever put it in the file. But actually, the definition of lot width is actually based at setback, not at the front. Again, commission will, by policy, is granted either way. If you have frontage 150 and your lot's sort of triangular, and so you lose a little bit of depth, it would still grant approval. If you had 148 feet of frontage, but it angled off the opposite to get, make it deeper or wider, then they would grant it still because the definition of width still applies. And in this case, that scenario works. The only difference is, again, I would say it again, county Sussex requires 50 foot. Kent must require 40. They granted the approval already. We have no control over that portion of it.
And on DelDOT, same way.
And we deal with DelDOT on everything you see, pretty much.
I have a copy of that.
150 feet don't. Control. And the 150 feet doesn't come into play until it's a public.
Only if it's on public road frontage. Oh, okay. This is on an access easement, the same as if it were a street. The private access across the front lot.
As far as the chicken houses, they want, what, two houses?
They already exist.
Yeah. Yeah.
And on a two-acre parcel.
The reason is you've got a variance of.
And they're just, and they're taking another older chicken house down. Yeah.
2.29 acres with two.
There's an old process that we haven't seen for years. Years ago, a person could apply to, as a conditional use for some reason, rather than a variance for a chicken house on less than 5 acres. That never made any sense.
Yeah, I remember that.
So there was a question also about the, when they subdivide, they're going to have two chicken houses with no dwelling on a property.
It's not necessary.
It's not.
It's agriculture use.
Agriculture.
Okay. They become the main structure. Okay. It doesn't have to have residents. I mean, you have farms all over Sussex County that don't have residents.
But we've had, in the past, we've had where farmers wanted to put an outbuilding.
Most time in orchards.
Or something, and they had to have a special use exception because of, I think, a special use exception. Because there was no dwelling on the parcel.
Not necessarily. If you got over an acre, you can have an accessory building, AR or GR. You don't need a variance.
It says if it's approved by the commission, but that means.
Well, the commission has given staff that authority, okay. So we don't have to keep going back and forth to the commission. Just there was so many.
Even a garage, we had one not too long ago, but a garage where he was going to store his.
What vehicles? Yeah.
Yeah. His,
if it's in a permitted accessory type of use and it's over an acre, it's considered permitted without the necessity to go before the commission because there are so many of them. And we could have a really long list of our minutes. Our minutes run 30 or 40 items and now. A special meeting just for that purpose.
So there was a time where a structure without a dwelling wasn't allowed. But now.
It hasn't been that way always, right. But it's been that way for several years. Okay. And it was specific. It just, I think it was more recently that we made it a part of the code to allow it the same in GR. Been in AR for quite a few years, but in the GR it was added. We made everything permitted in GR the same as permitted in AR, and everything in accessory permitted in AR the same in GR, just because they're the same. Everything should be the same. The only difference in GR and AR was you could have a mobile home.
You had it in GR in 99. I think it was.
Could have been. It's been several years.
It was hooked in, when I read there.
It'll be right in the code. I just didn't look it up.
Is that 11524 in the code there? In the new book?
There was another question that came up in the record because I listened to the tape. Someone made reference that there's a requirement for 20 acres. Been 20 acres in the ordinance anywhere. I haven't found it.
Oh, 94. I thought it was 99. It was 12/13/94 on 115/24. And that's an AR and G and AR
and GR.
Yeah.
The ordinance has been changed. Mostly in the AR, the only real change we made is when we allowed mobile home double wides in an AR district on 3/4 acre lots. We eliminated the provision that a mobile home could be a permitted use on 5 acres.
Right.
And we made it a requirement that if they're going to be permitted on AR, that it be on a farm of no less than 10 acres.
Okay.
And it has to be a farm. For an employee or immediate member of the family.
And 70% of your income has to derive from that, is that correct?
Well, it's not in the code that way.
Not in the code, but it should be.
In the agriculture regulations.
And you can have another one if you got over, 50 acres, and you put the second one up, is that correct?
If you have 50, you can have two.
You have two. Okay.
But they have to be...
That's been a problem, too, but I'll tell you about that some other day.
Yeah, well, some other time.
The purpose has to be for a family member or... Family member or a
immediate member of the family or an employee on the
farm.
Right. So if it's not a working farm, then they can't be an employee.
No, it's got to be a working farm. And we've had some problems with it with a few of those.
A working farm be chickens, ducks, melons, or whatever, as long as it's a working farm.
Well, the one questionnaire that came out more recently is whether it's a horse farm is considered agriculture use.
No.
Yeah, we've had that question. Just for information, Mr. Scowley.
Thanks.
But you mean my horses are not agriculture farm, you know?
Huh?
I put Billy can take them.
Brent's trying to absorb 35 years of experience. In 5 minutes, he's going.
You figured
wow.
out. Let me know. You figured out. Let me know.
Okay.
Man, I just don't know.
And I think you've.
That's about all I can tell you about this case.
Well, I think you've certainly clarified it.
He wrote it. Lightness.
He wrote
you
it.
Have. Okay.
Yeah, the next one brings that question up.
Next case. Let's finish this one first.
Yeah, right.
Let's finish this one here first, and then we'll go right on down the line while you're there. Okay. Is there any further discussion on case 10,010? So all we have to do with is the variances from the minimum acreage requirement. The other two phase or parts of it has been met. Mr. McCabe? Mr. Wortman, any further discussion? Mr. Mills? Okay, being no further discussion, Chair will entertain a motion.
Hey, Brent, you make this motion.
Mm-hmm. Okay, he did.
I make a motion to approve case number 110.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion. Good. You can get your mixed hands.
Advance to full relief and only alter sense of character of the neighborhood.
Aye, thank you. Okay, we got a motion by Mr. Workman and a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve case number 10,010. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved. Next case,